This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. You have to put up with me a little bit longer. I'm still having problems with my voice. While it does sound a little more normal, I have experiences of very, very dry cough, which thank God for the microphone button here. I will avoid blasting your ears. Okay, we have a couple announcements to make before we get started. Obviously, today is Thursday. And the second hour, we'll be doing the Subversity Science Roundup with the brilliant Adele Musso, all the way from Munster, Germany. Got some exciting topics to talk about. One that just came across the desk right a couple minutes ago about the effects of an anabolic steroid called MENT on multiple sclerosis in men from a very, very credible university. So we'll talk about that later. Just want to remind everybody that AgeForce, this is the last day to take advantage of their free month trial of their fat burner patch, which now also includes 7-keto DHEA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad. You have till midnight tonight to do so to get a free month supply. What do you have to lose other than a few pounds of body fat? Okay, many of you have emailed me over the past several months saying, get John Perillo on the show. And quite frankly, I've wanted to have John on the show for quite a long time. There's some really great contributors to physical culture in the wonderful state of Ohio. John Perillo is one of them. How you doing, John?
Hi. Good to be on the show.
Yeah, very, very good. I get emails from people, you've got to have John Perillo on the show. And quite often, they don't say what they want to hear you talk about. They just want to hear you because you're such a vast wealth of information when it comes to training and nutrition. So for those people who aren't aware of who you are, because we have quite an eclectic audience of anti-aging as well as bodybuilding and physical culturists and everything in between, give a brief CV of your background, where you got started, what you've attributed and contributed and so on.
I hate you. Okay.
Because you're going to give away your age. Okay. Look, I'm 54 years old.
So funny you should talk about anti-aging because something just came up on that and after I give you a brief history, I'll head.
Well, I have to tell you something. Just 3 weeks ago, someone outside of our industry, but in the major media industry, commented about my show and called me the Rush Limbaugh of anti-aging. I don't know if you like Rush Limbaugh, you don't like Rush Limbaugh. But to consider me the Rush Limbaugh of anti-aging, I thought was quite good.
Yeah,
praise.
He's a little conservative for me.
Yeah, but anyway, go ahead. So.
I mean, he's actually a little liberal for me. Go ahead. Either way.
Okay. But I just thought that was, so this is the anti-aging platform here, right here, Superhuman Radio. So talk to me.
Okay. What I did is back in the 70s, I guess I started. I was in chemistry. I learned the scientific method in college, spent 8 years in the analytical sciences. I started working out, got into bodybuilding. Since I was the guy that was kind of you're the brain, you figure this out. What I did is I developed a methodology. I was the first one to put together first we started tracking diets using, tracking all the macronutrients, calories, fats, carbohydrates, protein. Then I decided, okay, now that we're tracking all this, how does the diet affect what you're doing, what's happening to your lean mass and your fat stores? And just by trial and error, we started adjusting the diet, and I developed a 9-point body stat site. It started out to be 10, but the hamstring was too hard to get. We moved it down to 9. We equated that to then figure it out to how
is that
to
in fact is that in fact what's used today with calipers for people to identify body fat?
Yeah, I did that at the time. All the calipers were in, and I'll go through that real quick. At the time, all the body stats people were doing was to put people in groups and categories and say, okay, this is average, you're above average, you're below average. I was the first one actually equated to, okay, what's going on? So we said, okay, each week we did the body sets at least once a week, and we figured what's happening to your lean mass, what's happening to your fat, and then we adjusted the diet. So I was the one to bring all that to the forefront. Now, why do we use calipers? Hey, underwater weighing is the gold standard, right? Now we got the BOD pod, right?
Yeah, but that's hard for the average person to do on a regular basis.
Well, it's hard for the average person. Guess what? It doesn't work getting ready for a contest. The great gold standard has to do with your density. Okay, so you weigh yourself underwater, right?
Right.
Okay, what happens if you eat broccoli and have gas?
You're lighter.
Well, a good crepitation, if you want to keep it on the good thing, is worth about 2% body fat.
Right.
So we couldn't use that going into a contest. So the easiest way was the body was the calipers, but the accuracy in that is getting the same person to do it to you has experience and to do sites all over the body. So at the time, the most I could find was the Army or the Air Force was using a 6-point site. So I just mapped out, I used what was scientifically considered normal sites. The only thing that wasn't was the kidney that I put in there
So when you say the kidney, you mean the small of the back?
Yeah, the kidney, the fat over the kidney, which a lot of people is, there's a lot there, but with bodybuilders, especially when you're under 20% body fat, it's no problem to get. And that's the last point that's usually the last place it leaves.
Is there any significance to the kidney's placement and the fat accumulation right above it that the body likes to store
exactly.
fat
your
right
kidney,
there?
Your that's what protects your kidney. It's cushioned in fat.
Makes perfect sense.
That's a shock absorber for your kidneys.
So when you start to lose that fat, you're actually forcing the body to do something that it's genetically predisposed not
well,
to
that's
do.
Well, that's the last place it goes. So when you get really lean, you know, that gets lean. And then there's genetically, some people have it on their legs and that, but usually, you know, in the bodybuilders, that's one of the things that you can still, when just about everything else is leaned out, you still get, you know, your kidneys.
Why do so many bodybuilders pay attention to the glutes coming in last, but they don't necessarily pay attention? I've heard a lot of people talking about, well, the glutes always come in last.
Because you have muscle, you have muscles under your glutes, and when you really get, you know, when you really come in and get and do your contest prep and everything, they get striated. Well, you got none of that over your kidneys, so you're not really seeing anything.
I see what you're saying.
So
good
that's
point.
Why they say glutes come in last. It's actually the muscle comes in, the striations come in last.
Right. I got you. Okay. So you guys, you developed this whole approach.
You'll be hard pressed to stump me on anything.
No one. This is not a stump you show.
You can do it. Do I love it?
Okay. All right. Give me a stock that's going to win today. Okay. There you go.
on physiology, bodybuilding.
Okay. All right. So your group, you actually were the one who said, okay, we have these 9 points, and depending on where the fat accumulates, this is how the diet has to be adjusted.
Well, what we did is let's see what it takes to that. That's when I started this. In the first articles I got in magazine, they put disclaimers in front of them, and I was the one to say, hey, you could actually eat, and you know you could eat and lose body fat at the same time because everybody was dieting on like 600 to 800 calories
right.
for the Olympia. And then I got my big article in Muscle Mag in June of 1990 when. Greg Zulak came down with Steve Brisbois, and he said, okay, you know, and Bob Kennedy, who later him and I became very good friends, but he was, oh, the guy's a sham, you can't get that ripped and eat, da, da, da. But everybody I was training was eating their ass off, and he saw this at with the Olympia, and everybody else was, you know, was starving, so he brought Briswell down. I went over everything I was doing, and it was like, this is a miracle. This is, and it makes sense. And
right. Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Did you ever work with or colleague with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale at that point in time?
No.
Okay, just curious.
I kind of do my own thing.
No, I was just curious if you and him ever aligned forces or anything like that. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots of questions. I want to get on to nutrition specifically with you. And I'm going to tell people that you can actually go to John Perillo's website, Perillo Performance, at Perillo, P-A-R-R-I-L-L-O.com. There's a document there that we're going to be talking about, a sports nutrition guide that is 9 megabytes of articles on everything that John has ever written about nutrition. And so I asked him going into before the interview, I said, anything that you thought back then that you don't think now? Absolutely not. He says, we just perfected it. We proved we were right over time. And so we're going to get into some of these discussions. We're talking with John Perillo. During the break, feel free to visit the website Perillo, P-A-R-R-I-L-L-O.com. And like John says, you can't stump him. So if you have a question for him, go to my Facebook page or the Superhuman Radio Network page or email me at onair@superhumanradio.com and I'll pose your question to the great John Perillo. We'll be right back.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called Rich.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I just got an email from Steve Lapidus over at AgeForce. As you know, he's an avid listener as well as a sponsor. And he just said, because he knows that a lot of people are going to be tuning into the Perillo interview, and many of you don't get to listen to these podcasts till days, sometimes even weeks after they air, that if you want to take advantage of the AgeForce free month trial of their Fat Burner Patch, after the banner ads are gone off of superhumanradio.com later tonight, you just have to call the AgeForce phone number and tell them that you heard the podcast late after the midnight of the 31st deadline, 305-788-6604, and they will honor your request. I think that's pretty noble of them over there. Okay, so back to the discussion with John Perillo. John, before we started the interview, I asked you if you still believe that there's no such thing as overtraining, and this question was actually posed by Stephen Lay. Any changes in those thoughts?
You can't overtrain, you just underrecover.
But isn't that just a play on words?
No, let's say you're, let's break this down really, really easily. And technically, you can overtrain, but you do that for a reason. Okay.
Purposely overreaching.
Well, anybody getting ready for a contest, what's he doing?
Yeah, purposely overreaching,
right? He's overtraining because he's given up stored body fat. He's given up stored energy to meet his energy needs, so he's overtraining, okay?
Gotcha.
But let's say you're eating 2000 calories a day. Okay, there's a limited amount of work you can do, so you're gonna have maximum muscle. If you do more than that, you're gonna burn off a lot of your muscle, right?
Right.
Like a lot of guys say, yeah, when I put my aerobics in, my legs get weak or they get skinny and that. Well, let's say you're eating 5,000 or 6,000 or 7,000 calories a day. Can't you do a lot more work?
Yes.
Before you burn off muscle? Won't you be more muscular?
Can you continue to get lean enough to where you dig into those pads of fat that are stubborn?
Yeah, because the more muscle you put on, the higher your metabolic rate. I'm working with a guy now who, God, for years I've been working with this guy, and he's finally got himself Perillo certified, and now he's finally out there training people. He's putting everybody else on diets, and that's when you really learn. And I got him, and he's described the thing. Well, I don't want to overtrain. I don't want to burn off my muscle. I don't want to do that.
Eat more.
Well, I got him. I mean, drastically, what I call overtraining, but his weight is going up, but he is not letting his muscles recover enough. He's still actually sore between workouts. So what's going on here? So what's his body doing, and why are we doing this? And then I'll give you a real world example where people do it all the time. Okay.
Okay.
So what's happening when he's not even letting his muscles recover? Well, he's doing a lot of heavy weight. He's doing a lot of reps, and his weight's going up. But he's purposely working his body parts three times a week and doing, I mean, ridiculous heavy stuff and ridiculous rep stuff. But he is now growing at a much bigger rate than he ever did before. So his body is making, he's doing all kinds of reps. He's forcing it to build the capillary density. Okay.
Okay.
If you can't nourish a muscle, you can't grow it.
Right.
Okay?
Got to grow the irrigation system. Right. Exactly.
He's adding mitochondria to the fast switch muscle fibers. What are they?
Energy source.
They're the little furnaces that oxidize both carbohydrates and fat. He's going to be able to burn more fat. He's teaching his muscles to recover. And here is the latest research. He is adding nuclei to the muscle fire, to the muscle cell.
Right.
What do the nuclei do?
Well, they split. They cause more satellite cell
They're the ones. When you tear that muscle tissue, guess what?
Hyperplasia you're talking about?
You can't make, when they tear the muscle, and you don't repair the protein where you tore the muscle tissue. Okay? The protein lie on the outside, they lie out on the outside of the muscle cells. Okay? And how do you have to make proteins? Well, you have to line those up with the double helix and then you split them off, right?
Right.
And then they work down these little filaments, they actually walk down these little filaments to where they're needed.
Okay.
Okay, so you're able to transcribe more protein, and this is what they found out probably a year ago. This was the first scientific evidence they found for what muscle memory is. So if you've ever worked out real hard and had a lot of muscle on you, but then you've quit working out, when you go working out again, you put the muscle on real quick.
Right.
The muscle memory is you lose the muscle atrophies, but you keep the nuclei. Those are the little factories that make the proteins.
Mm.
So that's what muscle memory is. They just figured that out about a year ago, a scientific basis for muscle memory.
I'll be darned. That's amazing.
Cool, huh?
Yeah, very
cool.
So now,
when does everybody else overtrain? They overtrain, they do all their aerobics and everything getting ready for a contest, okay?
Right.
So now, when do guys have their best growing spurts?
Oh, in the off season.
After the contest,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's almost like everything.
And they're limiting carbs. They're opening up all kinds of insulin receptor sites and everything. Let's talk. And after this, I want to talk about insulin. Okay. They open up insulin receptor sites. They do all that. So they set themselves up for a growing spurt.
Right.
And usually then they increase their calories and then they cut back on some of the aerobics and some of the rep sets and then they grow into the physiology they just developed with the capillary density and everything. And then they'll put on muscle and then they'll hit a wall and you'll find out even if they get their weight to go up, they'll start putting on fat and they won't be able to put on muscle again until they start up in their rep sets and their cardio to build the framework to put on more muscle.
Interesting.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does make sense. And that speaks to a lot of the new emerging science that shows the important balance between cardiovascular training and resistance training, both in order to increase strength and muscle size.
Just bodybuilders do it in steps. And who has the best physiques? It's not the big gym guys. They can get big and they can look pretty good, but it's not the guys that never compete. It's the guys that compete on a regular basis.
So what you're saying is that preparatory cycle for a competition is not just for competition, but it actually becomes part of the leap
right.
point
yeah, the
for
guys,
the next
the
growth
guys are
cycle.
Competing every year, keep getting better and better and better.
Right.
Okay,
you're
the guys are just
right.
the big gym guys. They kind of get big, and this is a
good argument for even if you don't plan on donning posing trunks and getting up on stage, you should follow. You use an upcoming competition and act like you're going to go to competition and prep for that competition.
You can do that, or you can do it in case I'm doing with this other guy who wants, and we hit a goal. He's like 230. We hit a goal of 300.
Wow.
And as long as he believes he can get there, he can. If he keeps doing it, if he keeps forcing his body.
Right. Okay.
So he's actually doing the overtraining. But he's right now he's not living. He's like, oh, I'm eating so much, and here you go back to the body stats. Well, how much lean mass did you put on in the last week? Well, 3.5 pounds. Okay, and how much fat did you lose? 1 pound. Okay, you're still giving up stored fat,
right,
to put on muscle.
Right. Interesting.
Okay, and now, and then we will back him off some of the, you know, we will start cycling him, but he doesn't know that
okay,
yet.
What I want to be careful, what I want to be careful about is sometimes the message gets lost without, you know, the devil is in the details. So here, my question to you is this. Do you think that most people are eating too much to begin with? The average gym rat who's out there training who believes that, you know, you got
to let's go into insulin and what your body does with food, okay? So what's insulin's job?
To force glucose into muscle, to
repartition. Glucose's job is real simple, is to stabilize your blood sugar, right?
Right.
How does it do that?
By
between
the liver, between the liver and the pancreas, there's a constant balancing.
Yeah, but
out.
It's real simple. How does it do it? It changes the permeability of the cells, so when your blood sugar goes up, they absorb the carbohydrates, right?
Right.
Now, they'll absorb the carbohydrates, and it's a very easily usable energy source, or if they're depleted in glycogen because you're training, they'll store more glycogen. Now, if you eat a simpler refined carb and you overload those pathways, you still turn that extra sugar into fat, right? Because you can't process it all.
Right.
Okay. But, so it's made the cell to stabilize the blood sugar, it makes cells more permeable. Well, what else happens? What else are they absorbing?
Protein?
Amino acids? Yeah, guess what? The branched chain aminos go into the muscle cells,
But I was under the impression that they do not need insulin to shuttle them in. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know if that's absolutely you need insulin, but that's, it works very well, yes.
Okay.
Actually, from doing sleep research, years and years ago, I came across a thing where here's an interesting fact. Leucine, isoleucine, and valine, as well as tryptophan, are large neutral amino acids. Okay.
Right.
So when you eat that big Thanksgiving dinner and you eat all the carbs with it, the leucine, isoleucine, and valine go into the muscles, and that leaves, and all those can also cross the blood-brain barrier, okay? So that leaves a higher concentration of tryptophan, which causes a blood-brain barrier, makes you sleepy,
right.
And that's why you take that nap after eating all the turkey.
Right, right.
Okay?
Okay.
I wouldn't say, you say, well, it doesn't need, there's no absolutes, but yes, the insulin is the main driving force to get the branched chains into the muscle. What else gets absorbed when you eat that meal?
Well, again,
any fat you have is going right into the fat cells.
Right. Right.
Okay. So this is how we explain it. This is how we didn't develop the diet on this. We just found out what diet works best. So you eat a lot of slow-release carbs for energy. Remember, we don't want to overwhelm any of the systems.
Right.
We don't want to turn any of those carbs into fat. We just want to get them into the glycogen stores inside the cells. We want them to be used for energy. And we want a slow, steady insulin release so the protein, which is a little harder to break down, so as you're breaking down the proteins, that also gets into the cells, into the muscles, so you can use that for growth.
Right. What about fat? How much fat? Like, are you?
Well, we go real low on fat. We make sure you, because it only takes you store fat very easily. So it only takes about 2% of the energy to store fat as fat. So we go real low on the fat because you don't want to get the fat into the fat cells. But we make sure you take an essential fatty acid source because there's fat your body needs like vitamins. So what do we use? We use, if you need the energy, the fat type energy, but you don't want the insulin release, and you need the calories, and also, two, the opposing hormone to insulin is glucagon.
Right.
Okay? And the ratio of protein and carbs in your diet denotes how much glucagon and insulin your body releases.
Okay.
Okay? Glucagon also first makes your liver release its glycogen into the bloodstream that eventually makes you start giving up fat for energy. Okay, so what we do is, and I was the one to bring this to market, was we use CapTri and MCT, and it's by far, it's pure caprylic triglyceride. It's the purest thing on the market, and it works the best. Okay, we use that for energy.
Okay.
So what happens to CapTri? Well, your carbohydrates and fats you digest through the portal vein, they go right in the liver where they're processed, okay?
Right.
The fats go in through the lymphatic system, right? And
right.
They circulate in the blood, and then they tend to, when you release the insulin, then they tend to go right in the fat cells. Well, MCTs, and especially CapTri, pure C8, is a smaller molecule. And it goes in, it's more water soluble, and it goes in through the all of it goes in through the portal vein, and your mixtures of MCTs got C8s and C10s. Well, some of those C10s circulate and go in through the lymphatic system like the regular fat. But all the C8s go in through the portal vein. They go in the liver where they're turned into ketones.
What
do we know about ketones?
Oh, we know that the brain can run on them. We know that...
That's why your body, if you don't take in any carbohydrates, your body makes ketones out of fat. So it has a carbohydrate-like energy, right?
Right.
Okay, now they're also finding out, they just did a study on all the low calorie diets for longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what they found out? And they just found this out. One of the things was the beta hydroxybutyrate from making ketones, which CapTri makes going in. Okay, is it helps cancel out a lot of the oxidative stress.
Right.
So you don't have to go low calories to get the beta-hydroxybutyrate.
Right.
And certain cells like brain cells, which once they become insulin resistive, where they can't absorb the glucose and they die off and you get dementia and stuff, okay,
right.
Guess what they can still...
Ketones.
They can still absorb the ketones.
Oh, I know.
And they don't die off.
And the other thing that's good about the being in ketosis is it's oncoprotective. They're using ketone based diets right now as a dual therapy in certain cancers and tumors, and they're finding out that being in ketosis actually prevents tumors from coming back. John, we have to take a break. I got questions as a result of the things that you've said that I want to hit on, especially carbohydrate ratios and also glycemic load. We're talking with John Perillo. You can go to his website. It's Perillo, Parrillo.com. He's got a fantastic nutrition guide there that you can download, and I can promise you that you could probably spend the next week reading it and come away being a lot smarter than you are today about nutrition. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com. Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com. OrbitNutrition.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said, I gotta make somebody laugh. I'm gonna make somebody.
We're gonna be breaking the news during the second half of today's show with Adele Moussa on a new sirtuin that has been discovered. You know, SIRT1, silent information regulator, was identified in individuals and rats that were given a hypocaloric diet to potentially extend life. Well, there's a new sirtuin, SART3, and it looks like it actually has the potential to reverse aging, to stimulate progenitor cells to become active again in the bloodstream, and reverse degenerative disease. It's very, very exciting. It's an embargoed article that becomes unembargoed quite auspiciously during today's show. So we'll be talking about it during the second hour. You'll hear it first before you hear it anywhere else in the media. Right now we're talking with John Perillo. This document, by the way, that John offers absolutely free, this 9-megabyte document on his website, Perillo.com, P-A-R-R-I-L-L-O.com, is worthy of your going to the website and downloading it. It is chock full of fantastic information, not just about nutrition, but about training as well. So please take advantage of this. This is great. I've got it. I'm going to print it off and take it home with me today because it's got lots of great information. Okay, John, you talked about ratios, but also I want to ask you a question when it comes to carbohydrates. There's emerging research out of State University of New York from Dr. Dan Arciero's group that the amount of carbohydrates in a single sitting that elicits an insulinogenic response seems to be somewhere around staying under like 25 grams or 24 grams. Is this something that you adhere to with your nutritional protocol, or is ratio more important? And if so, what's the magic number for ratio protein to carbs?
Okay, this perfect question, okay? We look at it as insulin reactivity, okay?
Right.
How your body responds when you eat carbohydrates. Okay, so if you got somebody that's very insulin reactive, they can put on fat very easily, right?
Right.
Now, we just went over what insulin does. They can also put on muscle very easily, correct?
Uh-huh. Okay, but
okay.
Yeah.
So now the guy that's a hard gainer that can eat all the donuts and stuff, he can't put on fat, but guess what? He can't put on muscle either.
Right, right.
Okay, so you look at that, and remember we were talking about the what insulin did. Okay, so what we did, you could give me $1 million, and everybody is so different because we got this one girl in here that we trained. She's getting ready for a physique show, and she was starving herself. Well, we got her close to 3,000 calories now, and she is very slowly losing fat and putting on muscle, but she has to really limit her carbs. She has to eat a lot of legumes and things, okay, beans.
Right.
Those at about the slowest release. She can't eat potatoes. She's just very insulin reactive, okay?
Do you find hyperinsulinemia occurs as we age, or these just genetic predispositions, polymorphic?
It's just you, and it can change. But if you gave me $1 million, I couldn't do any scientific tests and tell you what the ultimate ratio was. But remember the Diatrax and the body stats?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me about 2 weeks of working on your diet, and I'll have you pretty well dialed in.
Mm.
And guess what? As you get leaner And as you put on muscle and speed your metabolism up, all that stuff changes. It's not just a static
number. It's not static, right?
Here's the ideal ratio. It's definitely not an ideal ratio per all, you know, per the whole population, and it's very individualized. But even as yourself, if you know that ideal ratio right now, well, it's going to change. If you start training and eating right, it's going to change in a month, and it's going to change in 6 months, and it's going to change in a year. And you have to learn to change with it. The only way you can do that is with Dietrax and Body Stats.
Interesting.
And you figure out what you're going to eat. You figure out all your macronutrients, your calories, protein, fats, and carbs, and then you see what happens. Now, here's another thing. We use what's called a body stat score. Okay, so let's say we have you on a diet. Your biggest thing is I want to lose fat. Well, okay, what's the easiest way to lose fat? Be in a calorie deficit. Make your weight go down. What's the easiest way to gain muscle? You can talk about, you know, nitrogen sparing and all this. Hey, the easiest way to gain muscle is being a calorie surplus, make your weight go up. Okay, so first we say, what do you want to do most, lose fat or gain muscle? Mm. We recommend gain muscle because that'll speed your metabolism. But I want to lose fat. Okay, so first we'll adjust your calories so you're losing a pound a week, no more than 1 pound per 100 pounds of body weight. Then we'll see how much was fat, how much was muscle. So let's say you follow a diet for a week and you get on the scale and the scale goes down 2 pounds. You might go, all right, I lost 2 pounds. Yeah, this diet's working. Okay. But if you get on the scale and the scale's the same. Oh God.
Yeah. But see, if I'm losing body fat, that's what I'd rather have anyway.
And here's where our body stat score comes in. If you get on a scale and you lose a pound, you lose 2 pounds, but you lose a pound of fat, but a pound of lean mass, your body stat score is a wash. It's a zero.
Right.
Because one cancels, the pound of lean mass you lost is going to slow your metabolism down, make it harder to lose the next pound of fat. Okay. If the body weight doesn't go anywhere, but you gain a pound of muscle, lose a pound of fat, that's a plus two.
Yeah. I can see that.
So we use indicators like that.
Hey John, I want to go to another couple questions here, so I don't want to run out of time without. You said you work with women.
I can be on another day, you know.
Well, but let's get some of this stuff. No, I'll be glad to have you back on. You work with women. What about women, older women? There's more and more older women getting into the bikini competitor venue. However, they tend to present hormonally different challenges. Are you successful with them as well?
Yeah.
Do you have to take into consideration where they are in the menopausal spectrum?
No, you still adjust the diet to whatever their body's doing. You can still get results no matter what.
Interesting.
And if you're a bikini or a fitness babe and you want to build big glutes without building big legs, get on YouTube and see my exercise. I even developed a special machine called the Gluteus Maximizer, and I show you how to do an exercise, Perillo pelvic pushes, where you actually isolate your glutes without getting big muscular legs, so you can have big muscular glutes and still have normal looking legs.
In fact, doesn't Kim Kardashian use that exercise? I'm only kidding around. Anyway, where do you stand on alcohol consumption if somebody is trying to gain muscle, build fat? I mean, lose fat.
Alcohol is so hard on your liver. Your liver controls the last count 3,000 or 4,000 chemical reactions in your body, and if you're trying to maximize that, you zip out the alcohol.
Okay. Okay.
But here, anything, you know, we got people, well, I need to have my drinks. And it's like, well, okay. And then, you know, and then when they really get, when you work with someone on our diet, okay, now I'm really serious. I got a contest coming or something. Okay, let's get rid of the alcohol. And then they get the results faster, but they don't always, you know, nobody's 100%. Then
well, and plus,
you know,
you're Italian.
Just,
you're
just
Italian.
Maximize things.
You're Italian like me. And, you know, red wine is more of a, it's symbolic more than anything else. And occasionally I like to have a glass of red wine with dinner. But I can see cutting it out completely I cut it out for 10 years, actually. I can see cutting it out completely to reach a goal. That's a realistic thing to do.
Yeah, but you can do stuff, and we're the ones that we say you absolutely don't, you know, you do the diet 100% or you don't do it. Because if you tell somebody, oh, well, you can cheat every now and then, you could have a cheat day. It's like, if you do the diet for 100%, you get 100% results. Okay. If you do it 90%, you only get about 40% results.
Interesting.
It's you do it 80%, you're down to about 10% results. You don't even know you're getting results.
Yeah.
So we're say, if you say absolutely don't cheat, they're going to keep the cheats to a minimum and they're still going to get okay results. If say you can cheat every now and then, it slows everything down so much, you just bite yourself.
You know what I say? We have to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna do something to let people know how they can reach you and what you offer. But before we go into that, something I've been saying a lot on the show lately is obese people never cheat. They do exactly what they need to do to become obese day in and day out. And they never say, God, I'm taking a cheat day tomorrow and doing exercise and not eating as much. No, they do exactly what they need to do day in and day out, and they get fatter and fatter and fatter. So the same is true in the opposite direction, but most people don't want to put the work in. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up. Go to Perillo.com and download this nutritional guide. It's really, admirable. What John is putting out there for people to read for free. A lot of people would sell this to you and have not, they wouldn't feel bad about it. I got to tell you, there's a lot of great information here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is number one. This is number one champion sound. Yeah, where you at, love? You at, love? Yes, now we're about to get down. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Author of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Randy Roach, is listening to the show. He just said, say hello to Perillo for me. He should remember me. You remember
Randy?
Yeah.
Say hi to Randy.
Yeah.
Wow.
He can probably hear you. He's listening to the show live right now. He says, I drafted his section for Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors probably about 4 years ago. I have a feeling you're in his most recent edition that he's working on right now.
Yeah, great. Hey, if anybody gets a chance, buy the books. They're the best documented history of how everything came to be in bodybuilding and the fitness thing. And he goes into detail that you wouldn't believe.
Well, you know, and what people don't really realize, last week on Casual Friday, we jokingly talked about some of the grossest things gym members do, and in that article, you know, they were referring to gym members as meatheads and all that sort of stuff. But what people don't realize is that the nutritional legacy that has been handed down through the fathers of physical culture, Bernard McFadden and Eugene Sandow, and just come on down the line to Jack LaLanne and everybody else involved. These nutritional standards are showing up today in scientific arenas and being shown to reverse cancers and reduce body fat and change arteriosclerotic indexes and all this other stuff. And we've been and so many of us have been labeled with he's just so vain and he wants to build his body. And, it's amazing.
I have nothing wrong with that.
No, but you know what I mean? It's like, it's people try to paint you with the brush because they say, well, you know, you're just a zealot. The nutritional legacy that has been contributed by physical culture is undeniable, and it's documented in Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 1 especially, and Volume 2 as well, and shortly Volume 3. And Randy Roach has given his life chronologizing these events. No one would even remember them otherwise.
Unbelievable work.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, I don't even think chronologizing is a word, by the way. I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of radio, so there you go.
Okay.
All right, so getting back to the subject at hand. So I'm getting emails from people. First of all, I did not call myself the Rush Limbaugh of anti-aging. I am not saying that I'm like Rush Limbaugh. Someone wrote something about me saying that my status within the anti-aging longevity community is similar to that of Rush Limbaugh in the...
That's right. Call yourself that.
No. I, you know what? I have no political agenda. So first of all, I want to clear that up. I've already gotten a couple emails saying, Carl, you're not like Rush Limbaugh. I know I'm not like Rush Limbaugh. I'm thinner than him. But anyway, secondly, I've gotten 3 emails so far. So how can we work with John Perillo? Well, first, take your name and address and write it on the back of a $100 bill and send it to the Superhuman Radio Studio. No.
We certify trainers where you learn a lot of stuff. We have some extreme training camps, which people love. We go over all the physiology and stuff. Just call here. Like I say, you're telling everybody to go get the Sports Nutrition Guide. Now, the Sports Nutrition Guide is all the scientific references that we've done to back everything up, and we try to explain everything how in easy to understand terms. Now, but what we do sell is we sell the nutrition program, you get a food scale with it, and we sell the body stat kit, you get a calipers with that. Now, those are much smaller than the sports nutrition guide, which is like 10 times thicker because it's all the scientific reference material behind it. But the how-to, we separated that from the how-to so you wouldn't get lost on why it works. So like, here's how you do it. You know, so those are, like, say, the nutrition program is something you get. And, okay, here's how you figure out how many, you know, grams of protein, fat, carbs you need. And here's how you, you know, here's some sample diets. And you just start, you know, and here's the food you pick from, and you start there.
Okay, what if I want to work with you? I'm an individual. I'm not looking to become a certified trainer or anything like that, but I'd like to work with you to have you dial in my diet like you're working with other people. Can people do that? Do they have to come to Ohio? Can they do it over the internet? How does it work?
No, you can do that, and we can do that as a service, but what I recommend is you buy the manuals, and they're not that expensive. And then we support those. And in other words, if you want someone to, we can have people here do it, and we can recommend a whole bunch of people to do it online that'll just write you out a program.
Right.
Okay. Or if you want to, and the ultimate thing is I try to push it on people. They learn to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't want to, especially the women.
So in other words, you don't want to sell a man a fish. You want to teach the man to fish so that he can
exactly.
feed himself.
Okay. Really, really. Yeah. And it is more work, but you're going to learn. But we can do it either way.
Right.
And what we spend a lot of time doing, we base everything on the diet. Okay. If the diet's not right, there's no miracle supplement that's going to keep you in a positive nitrogen balance if you're losing 5 pounds a week.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So we base everything on the diet and the body stats, and then what we've developed here is, like, we have a new bar out, and I know you have one that says it's got a lot of fiber in it. We have like 22 proteins, 17 fiber, 3 net carbs, less than a gram of sugars. We got some really good tasting stuff. But we have, like, you can be on a strict contest diet, and we have a brownie mix. You can, and if you use the Cap Tri for the oil and the brownie mix, you can make brownies. We have a cookie mix, as well as all our protein powders, and that have zero sugars, zero fat. We even have a protein powder which has zero carbohydrates, zero fat. You know, it's milk flavored, so you can put it on your oatmeal or your you know whatever you need to do, or you can use it in your coffee and stuff like that.
Very cool. We
spent a lot of time here trying to make to where you can be on a diet, but I mean, you can eat, we have a protein frosting, and we have protein cupcakes you can make, and you can, and a cake mix. So you can be on a strict contest diet, and we have an ice cream mix, and I eat a bunch of this every day because we refreeze it and make it like a fudgesicle, and you can eat, but you make an ice cream maker, it tastes just like protein. So you can have cake and ice cream on a strict bodybuilding diet getting ready for a contest.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's something that you don't normally have the opportunity to
do. No, we spent a lot. It took us 4 years to develop the ice cream.
Huh.
To where it comes out of the ice cream maker, it tastes just like ice cream. Now, there's no fat or no sugar to depress a freezing point, so when you put it in the freezer, it gets hard. So we stick a popsicle, put in a little cup, stick a popsicle stick in it.
Right.
And then you got a fudgesicle.
Right. I actually make those at home now. I mean, I just use protein powder. I have a creamsicle protein powder from one of my suppliers, and I put it in a little plastic Tupperware popsicle maker with the little plastic popsicle sticks, and it's great.
Right.
I mean, you know, so I think that's a fantastic idea, and people need those kind of alternatives in order to stay 100%.
Yeah, you can lose a diet and pig out, and you haven't blown your diet.
How much are the guides, the manuals that you sell? If somebody wants to buy them,
the nutrition program is like $49. The body stat kit is $39. You can get them both for $79. We have a training manual too, and
the body fat kit include calipers and everything?
Yeah, calipers and everything.
Wow.
The big, nice skin. And we use the Skindex calipers. They got, you know, they're the big gun type.
Right.
But they're the right spring pressure. When you really get really good at them, they'll squeeze any interstitial water out of the skin. And if I'm doing, especially, you can tell when somebody's holding water. If I'm doing a female, I can tell, if I'm doing her every week, I can tell her when the week is in the month when she's having her period.
Right. Right. Interesting. Very, very interesting. All good stuff. And we will have you back on the show, John. I'm sure that people will have questions as a result of today's,
interview. Didn't even get into fascial stretching and all kinds of good stuff.
You know, that's an interesting discussion. I've had debates with people who say I'm full of baloney about it, but, you know, because I've experimented with Kiatsu, and I've seen dramatic... My biceps never grew until I started fooling around with Kiatsu, and I believe, It's because
of the facial. I coined the term fascial stretching, which stretching between sets when you have a pump, you stretch out that fascia, leaves room for the muscle to grow. You know, if you were wrestled or in any combative sports, or you have naturally thick fascia, that can keep your muscles from growing. So you got to stretch when the muscle has a pump and it fills with blood, it's stretching out against that fascia. That's why it gets so hard. Now, as the, you know, so if you stretch that out when you have a pump and you stretch that fascia, it leaves a lot more room for growth, and for bodybuilders, leaves, they get a lot more separation.
Interesting. Interesting.
And then you can get into, and this is why it totally developed as a fascial planing. So once you're pumped and you're in a fascial stretch, you plane the muscle, you indent it, move down always towards the heart, you push the blood back towards the heart because there's one-way valves in the blood vessels, and you're indenting it as you push back, so you're stretching as you go along the line. And I've had guys that I've added like an inch to their arms in like one session.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But you got to keep it. You know, you got to keep doing it. Wants to shrink back a little bit, but you know, you can keep doing it. And I had a guy, and I mean, this is years later. He came to me as a teenager. He ended up winning Mr. Cincinnati, and we put his calves were kind of big and thick. We put a split up his calves, and it stayed there. And to this day, he has it, and he didn't have it till he still says, "See that big split up there? I didn't have that there." Till I came in and saw it. You know, and we did that one night.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Hey, listen, John, it's a pleasure having you on the show. We'll have you back, okay?
That's it?
No, that's it.
God, I was just getting started
it's only a two-hour show, and I got another hour to do. Listen,
okay.
But
it was great to be on, and I'm tickled to death. You talked about Randy Roach and his book, because that's one heck
Randy's a friend of the show.
It's not just a book. It's a series of books.
Yeah. Thank you very much, John.
Okay, thank you.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we will have the brilliant Adele Musa on, all the way from Munster, Germany, as we perform the Subversity Science Roundup. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Just a reminder, remember during the beginning of the first hour, Steve Lapidus was listening and called me and said, well, actually he emailed me, that for those of you who are listening to this show too late and missed the opportunity to get the free month supply of the Age Force Fat Burner Patch, which now contains 7-Keto DHEA as well, even though the banner ads will be gone tonight at midnight, if you call their number, 305-788-6604, and say, hey, I heard the Superhuman Radio Show too late. The banner ads were gone, but I want to try the Fat Burner Patch 1 month for free. He will honor that. So there you go. Okay. We are now joined by the brilliant and talented Adele Moussa, author of Subversity at SUPPVERSITY.com, as we perform the Subversity sniff test on science and the news. How you doing, Adele?
Doing fine. Finally, the snow is gone and, the winter and the rain is on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the winter is gloomy. That's all I have to say. I think I want to move to a warmer climate. Okay. We've got lots of good stories to talk about, but we would be quite remiss had we not addressed this one again on today's show. And that is what I am now calling the autobulimiometer, but this device, manufactured or produced by the company that gave us the Segway, which is designed to keep people from doing things like walking, from keeping people from eating less. You can eat as much as you want, and the Aspire Assist, as the name says, four times a day will suck undigested food out of your stomach into a bag that you wear on your hip that probably looks very much like a colostomy bag. Just so you can continue to eat like a fat pig, but not suffer the detriment to your waistline. And, of course, Adele Moussa has no political agenda, so he looks at it strictly from the science. And what is your opinion of the autobulimiometer?
Well, the first problem I see is actually that it really promotes the idea that only the food quantity or the total amount of calories count. Because the notion that you open that valve and flush out, say, 50% of what you've been eating will help you lose weight or stay at an optimal weight is totally neglecting the influence of what type of food you're consuming. And when people see the chance of eating whatever they want all day long, they will start doing that and flush out 50% of it or whatever they think would be appropriate. Via this wealth. And the real problem now is that the different foods you eat are passing the stomach at the esophagus and the stomach at a different rate. And if you think about it, it's quite obvious that the liquid stuff, like for example, high fructose corn syrup sweetened beverages, they will make it into your, or at least part of them will make it into the digestive tract where you don't have a valve to open before you can even flush them out. While the good stuff you're eating, like fiber and vegetables and even protein, which will have to be partly dissolved in the stomach and remains there for a longer time, all that will be flushed out. So you will be missing on the good stuff while you will be living off the bad stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we already know from studies on gastric bypass surgery that even that, which is actually not as as selective for flushing out the good stuff, will have you end up with nutrient deficiencies especially of those molecules or those nutrients, which really depend on remaining for a certain time within the stomach. And those would be flushed out first, obviously.
Right, right. You know, I know what the answer is. The company that makes Aspiracist will just make a new version of it. And instead of putting the PIC tube in the stomach, like they do now for feeding tubes, they will build a small port in the back of the neck, down at the base of the neck where it meets the spine. And so you'll be able to chew and swallow. But instead of the food going down your esophagus into your stomach, it will come out into a small little kind of like a slide that a child slides on into a bag that hangs at the back of your neck. So you can eat as much as you want and you get no nutrients from it. So they'll say, well, now you don't have to worry about some things being absorbed faster than others. Nothing is being absorbed. That's the next step.
Actually, this next step is already available in form of various diet foods, because the reduction of fat and even of also of carbohydrates is usually the result is usually in a nutrient depleted food, which is supposed to taste like the real thing.
Right.
And in essence, it's nothing like paper or mostly paper. And even if they develop this follow-up device, we would still have the problem that actually the digestive process and also the hormonal cascade begins within the mouth.
Right.
Once you are chewing the food, and we know, for example, that the insulin response is already primed in the very moment your sweet taste receptors in the mouth are stimulated by glucose.
You know, I just thought of a new product. We would have to do some research to find out if people who lose their sense of taste due to maybe traumatic injury or problems with the tongue itself, if they have a different postprandial response to food, maybe we can come up with a surgery where we remove all ability to taste things, and you can eat whatever you want, and the body just passes it right through in solid form because the body goes, oh, we're not getting any food, so we don't have to digest anything. Interesting.
Well, I don't think people will like this, because actually the act of eating and the flavors, the different flavors, is what really attracts us to yeah, overeating and to eating all those bad stuff. But bad foods we actually know we shouldn't eat, at least not on a daily basis.
Well, I'm trying to be humorous, but the reality is that this whole new direction, that is this can of worms that has been opened up by the company Aspiracist just points out, that most humans, Americans, abroad, wherever, lack any self-control, even in the face of certain death. It's just amazing to me. It's the same. We already know this. You look at people who smoke cigarettes, you know that it's going to kill you, but they always seem shocked on that ride home from the doctor's office when he says, you've got lung cancer, you've got 6 months to live. And they're like, oh, I'll quit now. Oh, too late. I mean, what have we become, Adele, where we can't even keep from putting stuff in our mouths that we know is destroying our bodies and killing us?
Well, I guess it's all about the immediate satisfaction versus things that are in a distant future we can that is so far away that we actively ignore them in our daily lives.
Right.
Try to shut them out. And whenever we are coming back from one of those doctor visits at the doctor, or when suddenly things change, like for example, when those images on the boxes of cigarettes were introduced, smokers were first shocked, but when you've seen all of them, or when you've seen 10 of them and kept smoking, I don't think they will still have an effect, because people really get used to seeing those images.
And right,
they would think it's just the others, it's not me, my body is strong enough and I'm not smoking so much.
Right.
I'm not getting that black towel lung as the guy on that image.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We're going to take our first commercial break. We've got a couple really hot stories that I want to save for a little bit later in the show. When we come back, let's talk about glutamine overtraining and the immune system. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, we're talking with Adel Moussa, the brilliant author of Supversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. As always, you don't have to wait for these stories on the show. You can go to Supversity.com and read them firsthand. Be the smartest kid on your block today. Visit Supversity.com every day. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting SuperhumanRadio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake. Welcome back to the Subversity Science Roundup with Adel Moussa. I got to say something before we get back into the show. You hear a new spot playing for a company called RG Cell. It's a product that Elise has been using for some time now with great success. The guy who is developed and bringing this product into the United States was also involved with a TA65. Real sharp guy. And I got to tell you something. I watched this stuff work on Elisa's face. The women who are listening to the show, you got to check this stuff out. We're going to be doing a show about it. Fine lines and wrinkles and even some deep lines disappear within just a couple weeks, and it's not BS. Skin gets plumper. It's amazing. Very, very amazing to me. Especially for a guy who has a face like an old shoe. I'm going to be using it and taking some before and after pictures. So there you go. Okay. Back to the important stuff. Glutamine, neutrophil function, and male judoists. Talk about this research.
Well, we have talked about glutamine before, and actually we've also done the amino acids for superhuman series in the past where we've been talking about glutamine. And back in the day, I already mentioned that the data on glutamine is pretty ambiguous. So there are some studies suggesting that there are benefits, and the theoretical background also suggests that there are benefits. But in the end, most of the studies actually show minor and statistically non-significant effects. Now, this new study that has just come out, and which had male judoists as participants, showed that only 3 grams of glutamine per day did actually make a very significant difference in markers of muscle damage, and probably more important, importantly, in terms of the downregulation of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference I personally see between this trial and other trials where glutamine did not elicit a difference, or I should say there are many, two differences at least, but the most significant one is the really strenuous and dense exercise protocol these athletes were following, because they trained twice a day, 5 times a week, and on day 6 on Saturday, they trained in the morning still. So in essence, if you just counted the workouts, you would have to say that they worked out 11 times per week. And the interesting thing is that they actually did what we have been suggesting in shows before, aside from the volume, of course, because they did interval training and sprints, and a minor amount of regular cardio training for 30 minutes, which was interspersed with short sprints. So this was usually the morning workout, and additionally, twice a week, they did strength training in the morning. And in the afternoon, of course, they had from 5 p.m. 30 to 8 p.m., they were doing their regular training for competitions. So they were playing judo. And as you see, this is a pretty intense protocol, and
right,
was actually meant as an approach to strategically overreach, which is sort of the reasonable version of overtraining, where you really accept that you are heading towards a state of overtraining, but you pull the brakes at the right moment and benefit from the supercompensation effect afterwards.
Right.
And although you're taking this for granted that you're overtraining, you obviously want to try to keep the damage at bay, and especially you don't want to risk getting sick because of temporary immune suppression.
This is a big problem, because as anybody knows, you know, high level athletes are always on the brink of getting sick. They're always on that edge of major fatigue and immune system suppression. And a lot of these athletes, when it comes time to compete, are on the verge of getting sick. This is very common amongst Olympic athletes and so on. So this is really an important study when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. And it was actually one of the main focal points of all the glutamine research, because glutamine is like an essential nutrient for your immune cells, and therefore it is likewise depleted during exercise, and the logical consequence should be that supplementation with glutamine should counter, or at least help your immune system recover after exercise. And in this particular trial, that actually worked pretty well for the athletes, because the changes were significant. And also the changes in markers like creatine kinase, for example, and what most people really don't know, also the so-called liver enzymes AST, which is aspartic transaminase, and ALT, which is a transaminase for alanine, they also went down. And these are not just liver enzymes, but they are also expressed in the musculature and are actually sort of involved in the process of degradation of amino acids. And the provision of glutamine in this particular study had an attenuative effect on this particular enzymes, and it also reduced what most people will probably be familiar with, the amount of reactive oxygen species which were produced during the exercise.
Right.
So in essence, it's surprising how profound the effect was, and this borders the question whether everyone could benefit to the same extent.
Well, but now, but this is also a relatively small dose considering the doses that have been aspired to by athletes of 10 and 15 and 20 grams, sometimes two or three times a day. This is just 3 grams a day, right?
Yeah, and that's pretty interesting. And it was consumed right before and right after the workout in two 1.5 gram doses.
Hmm.
Now, it should be said that those athletes ate, quote-unquote, only 100 grams of protein per day. And in some of the trials where they used those insane amounts of glutamine, they had subjects which were bodybuilders, who were bodybuilders, of course, and other athletes who were consuming on a daily basis a diet that was much richer in protein. So you could argue that maybe if you already getting plenty of glutamine from the protein sources you have regularly in your diet, the effect will not be as pronounced. But still, I'm more gearing towards the differences in the training protocol that are important here, because the immediate repletion and the availability of glutamine during the exercise really may make a greater difference when you have almost no recovery times between your workouts.
Yeah, and obviously, and you know that and there are a couple on the other hand. Moments in this study. The first one obviously is the low dose. The second one is the fact that they were consuming what is considered by most athletic standards a moderate to low protein intake. And then the last one is this type of training. You know, how does that compare to the type of high intensity training that, say, individuals in our audience are doing, whether it be resistance training, metabolic conditioning, or so on and so forth? You know?
Well, funnily, that's what they did in the morning every day.
Yeah.
That's the training the people listening to the show do. And they just added in, they added that into their regular judo routine. And that brings up another issue I haven't thought about before, because in essence, most of the previous studies, especially those investigating the benefits on the immune system, they were done in people who do aerobic exercise for hours.
Right.
And this is something the guys in this study didn't do at all. Their 30 minutes distance run was the exercise which was closest to the classic endurance type of exercise, and even that was interspersed with 30 to 50 minute sprints.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very, very interesting stuff. Okay. What I want to go to next, Adele, and then after that, I want to start talking about some of these other two exciting studies, but this one is equally exciting. And that is a protein blend. It never fails that we, the pendulum of progress, you know, we, especially as it's been with protein, you know, first we went from whole, protein sources, and then we said, no, we have to isolate this protein or that protein and take them separately and at different times. And now we're coming back around, as you have talked about in other articles you've written, as well as other Subversity Science roundups, that, you know, a combination of a fast-acting protein and a slow-acting protein actually is more beneficial. A lot of the research on protein has been done in such a way where they were looking at the protein synthetic response from a given protein source within a very small condition window. But when we look at it over the course of real time, long time, this study that you have sent to me looks at protein blends as being a better choice. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. In this case, we're talking about the dairy and dairy and soy protein blend. But actually in July of last year, there was a very similar study published, which used whey protein and casein.
Right, exactly.
And in the study at hand, the main effect, you already summarized it, is that the increase the influx of amino acids into the bloodstream may be more pronounced with whey protein. But if you look at the end of line effects, the protein synthesis, there is only a minimal advantage of the whey only protein in the first hours, while from hour 2 to hour 4, there is the whey protein loses its effect because it's sort of used up. And in that phase, the other proteins which are in this blend, and in this case, I think it was a protein blend which contained also casein. So you have a very you have different peak points where the different proteins release most of their amino acids, and therefore you have a more sustained state of hyperaminoacidemia, and consequently. With the high amino acid levels, you will also see a more sustained, and in the end, when you add all the protein synthesis up, you have a greater net retention of protein. And the other study I mentioned before did actually administer whey protein and casein together, and they traced they marked them differently. So they could actually really see when the different protein sources hit the bloodstream. And in that particular study, you could really see what I've been talking about before, that when the whey starts to, the response to the whey starts to fade, in that moment, the casein takes over and extends the protein synthesis. Now, what you shouldn't forget is that neither of us only lives on protein powders. So in the end, you could argue, I will stick to my whey protein right after my workout, get home, prepare my meal, and then I will have the protein from the meal take over 2 hours later. And this is actually a quite good argument you can bring forward for not necessarily having to use specific blends. On the other hand, if it does not really have an a downside, why would you go for the totally isolated, highly processed stuff if the natural combination of whey and casein, which is, by the way, milk, has the same effect?
No, that makes perfect sense. And it's more convenient, too. Then you don't have to go home and cook that meal and eat it. But you still can, but you don't have to. If you're taking a naturally complete whole protein source like milk, which has whey and casein together, you've done everything you need to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it just amazes me, you know, when we come back to it, we find out, hey, you know what? Nature knew what it was doing. Man didn't have to get involved and start screwing with anything. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about two exciting topics. Showtime. The first one we're going to talk about is an androgen that we talked about on Superhuman Radio before, and its effect on multiple sclerosis. This is really exciting. And then we're going to be talking, as I promised earlier in the show, about a new sirtuin, silent inflammation regulator, sirtuin SIRT3. Can it actually be the fountain of youth? You're listening to Adel Moussa. This is the Subversity Science Roundup. Visit Subversity, SUPP. VERSITY.com right now, right this minute. Go. We'll be right back.
Who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing
else. Go to WeighNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle building punch. And it tastes great too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to XF Muscle .com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You heard what Adele Moussa said about protein blends, right? That a whey and casein works better than just whey by itself. And you also just heard that XF Muscle produces Ultra Peptide 2.0, which is a combination of whey and casein. Do the math. Math being a protein synthetic response that is greater. Check out Ultra Peptide. They have fantastic flavors. I'm not kidding. Strawberry, the banana, the double chocolate, or it's actually triple chocolate. Fantastic flavors. Check them out. XF Muscle. Great product. Welcome back to the Subversity Science Roundup. Okay, so the first discussion I want to have is about an androgen that we talked about on this show quite a while ago, that it may be more powerful anabolic than many other injectable anabolics with far fewer risks and side effects. It's used in Europe as a male contraceptive. It's methyl nortestosterone, or MENT. The problem with MENT, unfortunately, is it comes in 50 milligram per milliliter doses, and the highest I've ever seen is 100, and you really need somebody to blend some that's 250, so you can get a high enough dose in you to use it as a competitive androgen for athletes and so on. But there's some new research that shows that MENT may actually benefit men with multiple sclerosis. Is that correct, Adele?
Yeah, that's quite intriguing, and this is not a effect that is MENT specific, but it's rather the ability of MENT to strongly induce or attached to the androgen receptor in the brain, which gives it this ability. Because scientists have just found out that The androgen receptor appears to be responsible for the restoration and reparation, restoration and the repair of the myelin sheath, which is the insulating layer
right
around the neurons in the brain, which is damaged, for example, in multiple sclerosis, and as scientists believe today, is the main one of the main causes of the brain malfunction and multiple sclerosis. And when you think about it, testosterone is obviously the regular ligand of this receptor, that is the regular molecule that would bind to it and would have the myelin sheath be restored. And this could actually also explain why multiple sclerosis is rarely seen in men compared to women, or at least in younger men. It's pretty rare compared to women in childbearing age. So usually you always hear about the protective effects estrogen has on the brain.
Right.
And that's certainly an effect for other diseases.
Right, for like inflammatory-based diseases, it has a profound effect. But
yeah.
And interestingly enough, we did a show a couple years ago about testosterone's ability to replenish the myelin sheath in diabetic men. That when take diabetic men who suffer from like diabetic neuropathies, peripheral neuropathies, when they're put on testosterone, these neuropathies start to reverse themselves because the testosterone, heralds the rebuilding of the, neuroinsulation. And we one other thing I want to interject, and I'll give it right back to you. We also know from another show that we did many years ago that it is the degradation of this neural insulation in the elderly, in the ever shrinking elderly brain, that leads to the lack of brain capacity and the slowness of the brain as it ages. So anything you can do to improve the protection of the myelin sheath or even improve its reconstruction is a potentially anti-aging property.
It's an anti-aging property, and it's also a pro-cognitive property.
Yeah.
And if you think about dementia and the influence of the insulation of the neural cells, you really have to think about whether there isn't a role of the decline in sexual hormones with age in terms of the rise in dementia.
Right.
And, of course, one of the main factors contributing to hypogonadism, that is low testosterone levels in younger men, is actually obesity and diabetes, as you already mentioned. So you may even argue that it could be possible that part of the reasons the diabetics you've been talking about before even developed these problems could have been that they also had low testosterone levels, so that their basal repair rate of the insulation was already hampered, and therefore the insulation was eaten up slowly. Interestingly enough, this does also happen when you're depleting your body totally of vital nutrients. We know, for example, that anorexic patients do have real depleted myelin sheath, and in many cases this will yield, at least in the later phases of anorexia, even similar problems you usually see in elderly people with remembering things and stuff like this.
Yeah, very interesting. So the takeaway from this one is, for everyone out there, men and women, and you know, because women have testosterone as well, if multiple sclerosis is an issue, you must pay attention to adequate androgen levels in your body to give you some protective effect on the myelin sheath. Would you agree with that statement, Adele?
I would agree. And in fact, our previous studies already suggested that DHT has a very profound effect on neuronal activity in general, also in other tissues. And I wonder, in this particular tissue, of course, they administer testosterone and do suggest to use MENT because it does not have the same effects on the prostate.
Right.
Because it is not converted to DHT. But I still would wonder what would have happened, for example, if they would have injected very small amounts of DHT right into the brain of the rodents, whether this would not have had even more pronounced effects. Because in the end, you cannot know if it's really the testosterone that binds or if it's the DHT that arises from the conversion of testosterone, which gets the job done. Because in general, it's about 10 times more potent in activating the androgen receptor. And I would wonder if this was different in the brain.
You know, it's really an interesting discussion, and it's an argument for combining the intranasal insulin with a little intranasal DHT, as well for the Alzheimer's patient, it's really intriguing. We're going to end up going long today because there's a couple really good topics here. I want to talk briefly about the, Goldman dilemma. Dr. Bob Goldman is a friend of the show. He is the head of the Anti-Aging Association of America, A4M. And you found an interesting study about the Goldman dilemma, which at one point in time, Dr. Goldman started asking athletes if you were going to shorten your life but win a gold medal by using a drug, would you use the drug? And back then, there was an overwhelming number of people said, I would absolutely use the drug knowing that it was going to shorten my life by I forget how many years, and it just showed the determination of the athlete to win at all costs. But that's changed in today's environment, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It has really changed. So the most recent study on this topic comes from Australia and was conducted on elite level track and field athletes. And I think it's important who were on a meeting in North America. So the authors of the study are from Australia, but the meeting and the athletes meeting there were in North America. And I think it's important to say that these were really elite level athletes, because if you ask somebody who does this just for fun, it's much more likely that he would say, no, I'm not going to use this.
Right.
But those are people who probably dream of doing this as their job, and many of them maybe even do this as their job, even though in track and field, only a few can really make a living off only being an athlete. So of those, only 2 out of 212 answered that they would accept the Faustian bargain offered by the original Goldman dilemma, which you have just described. But what's interesting is that if there wouldn't be the impeding probability of ending up like Lance Armstrong, the number of people rose to 25.
Uh-huh.
Still not as high as the figures you mentioned before, but you see that people realize that the officials are now really after athletes who are doping, and they also see that you can maybe get away with it today, but be busted later on, and therefore the legality aspect was more important actually than the survival aspect, because
right.
when they asked them about this, when they questioned the acceptance rate according to the survival, whether you would die or not, the amount of, or the number of athletes which answered that they would take the performance enhancing supplements, drugs of course,
yeah,
were just 13. So the number is lower here. And in essence, this is quite a timely study, because it was obviously done before all the hoopla around Lance Armstrong in the last weeks. But published now, it gives you an impression of how the acceptance, or maybe also the way athletes are educated about the use of illegal drugs and the way they can be busted has changed over the years.
But see, and that's why I have to go on the record by saying this. Like so many studies that depend on self-reporting, and the individual being asked to self-report has so many variables that can influence the both accuracy and truth of their report. I don't believe this current bumper crop of honest, meritorious athletes. I think that there is so much, because back in the day, when Dr. Goldman first started gathering this information, you have to remember that we were in a pro-drug culture to begin with, in general. The use of drugs, recreational drugs, was not just accepted, it was expected by people, Studio 54 and, you know, and this sort of thing. So I think that the public opinion of performance-enhancing drugs has changed to such a degree that even if anonymity in this survey was guaranteed, the athlete is going to say what they think the public wants to hear. But I don't believe that it represents the number of athletes who, A, would dope if they had the opportunity to and it meant a gold medal, and B, do dope today and are standing by and watching people like Lance Armstrong and Barry Bonds and those be stripped down and thrown to the ground. And quite frankly, I think that if these athletes got together and were honest about it, like bodybuilders are, and said, yeah, we're all using, the world would have no other choice but to go, holy mackerel, what are we supposed to do? Just give up all sports entirely? I think the funny segment done on Saturday Night Live recently, I don't know if you're familiar with this, Adele, but Saturday Night Live did a funny vignette with Horatio, I can't think of his name, a Hispanic comedian who's very overweight. He's kind of like the modern day John Belushi. And they said, now that all of the cyclists, who have been using drugs have been stripped of any opportunity, the medals that Lance Armstrong has won have been passed to this guy. He's the brother of a famous cyclist, and he's fat and he's out of shape and he's riding like a traditional child's bicycle. So in other words, the implication is if you took everybody out there who's doping and treated them like Lance Armstrong, we'd have no one to give these medals to. And I have to be honest with you. I believe that. And there's a lot of athletes out there who are going to go, you know, F you, Carl. This cyclist isn't using, they're all using something. They all, just like everybody in Major League Football is using something. They're all using something. Peptides, Adderall. You know, it's like,
and Lavelle.
Yeah, choose your poison. But you know what? This notion that we would have the same level of sports that we have today if we stripped everybody of all the drugs? No, we'd go back to the 50s, you know, to Babe Ruth. That's what we would do. So I think that this notion of self-reporting is askew because athletes are trying to tell us what they think we want to hear. But I do not believe for a moment that if they thought that there was no way they could get caught, no one would ever know that they could use a drug and win a gold medal, that they would walk past it, knowing that they can't win the gold medal without it. I don't think that they would do it.
I'm not sure whether they lie, or whether you could say they lie in this particular study or answering the questions, because I think it's very different whether you think about the hypothetical possibility of doing this, and or you have somebody like Fuentes walking up to you and telling you, listen, bro, I'm making you the next gold medalist. Just trust me with this and take your pills, or come to me once a week and I'll inject this certain new androgen, and nobody will bust you. I think this is a whole different situation. Yeah. And it's much more tempting. And you could be right that more athletes would actually surrender to they would just take a bargain. To surrender also implies that it was morally bad. And in a way, you are right that the way athletes have been improving year by year makes you question how this is quote unquote literally humanly possible, that we are always getting faster and faster. And new world records are world records are broken on every in every Olympic Games, And this is actually what people really want to see and what people are paying for.
Right.
And often these are the same people who are then totally totally shocked and amazed, and they really are about to cry that their heroes have been doping. And they would have been crying as well and would not even have recognized the same people as their heroes if they had not been doping like Lance Armstrong, because he himself said that he would not have won one title in the Tour de France. So he wouldn't have become the hero he was, you should have to say now. And on the other hand, I think it's a bit unfair to judge him now in the way he is currently judged as the worst of all, because much of the money he made with the titles he cheated for, much of the money he spent on this foundation, and in fact this is an organization which really does very good things.
Right.
And when I think about foundations and donations, I always come back to one of the heroes of the people today, which is the founder of Apple and ex CEO of Apple, who did not do anything like that with this money, and
right.
still is heralded as the savior of the human race.
Right.
And I think we should get back down to earth and realize that what we are demanding is not humanly possible without cheating, so to say.
Right. And that's my exact point. So in other words, let's say you're of the school of no, Lance Armstrong, he could not have done what he did without drugs. Okay, then what about the guy who came in second and third? Are you saying that they are capable of that superhuman effort without drugs, if you can say that Lance Armstrong was not? I mean,
well, two times this was Jan Ulrich, the German cyclist Jan Ulrich, who has been busted 3 years ago for doping on these events. So if they passed the title on to the second, they just pass it on from one guy who cheated to another
right.
one who cheated.
And you know what? And we as people need to stop. We need to stop, you know, allowing this to happen. It starts with us. The audience drives everything when it comes to professional sports. Because if we don't tune in, they don't sell tickets, period, end of story. They don't sell commercials, period, end of story. It's like, what? We need to let the powers that be know, look, let them all dope. Open up the field. And let's be honest here, this is just all nonsense. Sticking our head up our behinds and acting like it's not happening is nonsense. And all it's doing is making better liars of athletes. So let's just stop this. You look, we're not eating the same foods that athletes ate in the 50s. We have technologies today. We have surgeries where they reroute ligaments to make athletes stronger. We have radiokeratotomy. It makes vision better for golfers. What's this notion that all of those things are acceptable, but as soon as you take a pill or stick a needle in your ass, now you're somehow breaking the rules? It's hypocritical. And those individuals at WADA know it's hypocritical, and it's just nonsense. It's just pure nonsense. And I feel bad for Lance Armstrong. I got to tell you the truth.
I actually,
it's ridiculous what they did to him. It was basically a public lynching to make an example of him. There's all these other drug users still playing in the same sport. Stop. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got more to talk about. This is the Subversity Science Roundup. We just got political, Adele. How do you like that? All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You spin me right round.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net.
CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decatrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Gloria Estefan. She listens to Superhuman Radio. That's why she looks so good. She listens to Subversity Science Roundup. Welcome back. Okay, we have two hot stories that we saved for the end, and that's the way it should be on radio. I'm sorry. You have to stick around for the good stuff. The first one we're going to talk about is an anti-aging phenomenon. We've talked about SIRT1 in the hypocaloric periodic fasting model and how it apparently has linkages to longevity in many species. It has not been tested in humans yet. However, it seems fair to say that it should translate to humans. We know that resveratrol seems to stimulate its production. But now there's a new silent inflammation regulator called SIRT3 that actually may do what we had hoped SIRT1 would do, and that is reverse aging. Adele, break the news, brother.
Well, the interesting thing about the version 3 of the SIRT modulators is that that this one in cell studies really increases the lifespan of the cells by rendering the mitochondria more stable and allowing them to work more efficiently while not generating as much you could say waste products, which are actually part of the aging process, or they accelerate the aging process. So this is nothing that will make us live forever, but an optimal level of SIRT3 will help our cells and our whole body to age slower and in theory at least. We don't have human studies which would support that, but we do actually have indirect evidence. Because one of the, or if you look at some of the promoters, the first and foremost promoter of third three is exercise. And there are plenty of studies which show that people who are active into their old age, they age healthily. So in essence, this is not just about getting older, but about getting older while your metabolism is still intact and you are not suffering from all these typical age-related diseases. And with exercise promoting the expression of SIRT3, this is another way to explain the beneficial effects exercise and activity in general has on lifespan, and especially on the quality of life in the years you are you have here on Earth.
Okay, let's talk about SIRT3 and the mechanism of action that appears to occur. It seems to improve only in older rodents. It seems to improve the number and viability of circulating stem cells, correct? In plasma, in blood.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So these stem cells are progenitor type stem cells, or what do they call them?
Pluripotent.
Pluripotent. So they can become just about anything. Now that's not necessarily all good. That means that they could also, in theory, amongst the stem cell community, become cancer as well, right?
Yeah, that's the case. But interestingly, SIRT3 has previously been shown to be an anti-cancer agent.
That was my next point. It seems to have some anti-cancer, tumorigenic effects, does it not?
Yeah, because it is heavily involved in the whole cell cycle, where it controls both on the genesis of new cells as well as their whole lifespan. And we have talked about that before, that actually in most cases the body recognizes that there is something off with the cancer cell, but it cannot really have the ability to send the cancer cells into autophagy, which is have the cancer cell kill itself because it is malfunctioning. And in this it appears as if the activity of SIRT3 would be very important in this process, and therefore would be able to at least prevent the early cancer cells from really proliferating and from developing into full-blown, what you would say full-blown is full-blown cancer.
Okay, so now in the study, they actually infused SIRT3 directly into the rodents, correct?
Yeah. And that's the way you usually do it, in order to find out what the effect of the specific compound alone is. Because if you now had put the rodents on an exercise regimen and said, well, we measured that SIRT3 went up and they saw beneficial effects on, for example, the stem cells, then you could not say that it's because SIRT3 went up, but you would have to say that it's possible and plausible that SIRT3 is involved here, but whether it's mechanistically involved or not is something you can only prove if you inject it.
Now, were the infused amounts some small negligible amount, or were these really, really high amounts that we wouldn't see even if we exercised often, and periodic fasting apparently has some effects on them, as it does with other sirtuins? What do you think?
I can't say whether the quantity was so significant, but I suppose that it's difficult to at least elicit similar increases in such a short time span. And in general, most of these parameters, if you look at the studies, they are often measured in arbitrary units, or at least previously they were often measured in arbitrary units, because it does not really it's not really important how great the upregulation is, especially among the expressions of those specific factors. So it's difficult to judge whether this is something you could elicit at least to which extent you could elicit that by exercising, for example, or fasting regularly. Or, for example, another promoter is resveratrol. You've already mentioned that, which appears to activate the whole sirtuin cascade. Now, what's quite interesting, what I found doing some research, is that also that alcohol also increases SERP3 activity, but rather is a counter mechanism in the liver, for example, to prevent cell death. So this is a survival switch of the cells, so to say. And therefore, it's difficult to say whether you cannot say that ethanol is something you would have to ingest as a supplement in order to live longer, or
right.
You have to drink alcohol in order to live longer. But you could probably even make an argument of why those minimal doses of alcohol we've been talking about in previous shows have some backup in terms of research that they are actually healthy. Because this is, in this case, this would elicit something like a hormetic effect.
Right.
And trigger a small and controlled oxidative or whatever damage to the cell, and the cell reacts by producing sirtuin-3, and you get a beneficial effect in the end. But what's also interesting is that some of the better-known bodybuilding supplements also stimulate sirtuin expression, and one which has been found to do just that only a couple of months ago is leucine and its derivative HMB. They both did increase the expression of sirtuin-3 in a rodent study by almost, I think leucine by approximately 80% and HMB by something like 60%.
Wow.
And in that case, you have to consider that the amount of HMB they administered to the rodents was much smaller than leucine. So if you would have to judge that dose dependently, I would suggest, or I would suspect, that the HMB is even more potent in inducing SERP3 activity. And in this study, they observed another nice side effect of sirtuin-3, which is the activation of thermogenesis. Because the actual study outcome, or the actual result the scientists were interested in, was a leaning out effect they observed in their rodents, either with leucine and HMB, or with leucine and resveratrol, and leucine and resveratrol and HMB administered together. They observed this effect, and the measurement of sirtuin-3 was just coincidental, so to say. So they were not really interested in the sirtuin expression, but rather in the end-of-line outcome of the study.
Interesting. And since we're talking about thermogenesis, we now need to segue to something equally as exciting, and that is, drum roll, please. Is it possible that Viagra can help you burn body fat? And we're not talking about just by increased sexual activity. Talk about this. This is really exciting.
Yeah, it is exactly exciting, yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm not quite sure. Didn't you mention that in the previous show?
We talked about I don't think we talked about Viagra burning body fat. I think we talked about the possibility of a combination therapy for recovering from certain traumatic ischemic events, I think, combining a PDE5 inhibitor, something like thymosin beta-4 and something else. I forget. I was having a stream of consciousness that day. We have done a show that shows the collateral damage to stroke being all but mitigated by using sildenafil immediately after the stroke. The neuronal nitric oxide production increases neuronal sprouting, and as well as vascular endothelial growth factors that help recollateralize the neuron paths around the ischemic event, allowing the brain to actually work around the damage. And I actually tried to publicize that show on Facebook, and they wouldn't let me because I used the word Viagra in it. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's actually funny. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, here's another reason that it may be good for you, and that is it may have some body fat effects on it. How does it work?
Well, it appears that the same molecule which is responsible for the vasodilation effect also activates the AMP kinase cascade, and this is the same cascade which is also activated during fasting, and interestingly is also activated by serpentin-3, and it's heavily involved in many of the beneficial effects you see from fasting and from exercise as well. And it can reduce the triglyceride levels, and it can also help you burn body fat. And in this particular study, the researchers were able to show that the administration of Viagra to mice did actually activate the AMP kinase to a degree that really had resulted in significant reductions in this case in hepatic fatty acid oxidation, which is actually quite important these days because more and more people are developing non-alcoholic liver disease.
Right, fatty liver, right.
Fatty liver, yeah. And this could really, so Viagra could actually help you free your liver of the fat. And that may not sound so important, but in the end, the fatty liver is only the first step in the perfect storm, which leads to diabetes and all sorts of other metabolic disorders, because when the liver can't oxidize fat anymore, all your the whole lipid metabolism gets skewed, and you're ending up having to take your statins and to take other drugs like rosiglitazone, which, by the way, this is a typical drug diabetics have received for years. Those drugs are not used as regularly these days, but was one time the go-to drug for diabetes, which has a record of reducing, you guess what, sirtuin-3.
Right.
So, this is quite interesting how those things all come together,
yeah.
And how some of the medications we already have side effects we may never have expected.
Interesting.
Beneficial in this case.
Well, now, okay, so would it be safe to take away from this discussion that all of the phosphodiesterase inhibitors will present these same benefits? I mean, sildenafil, Viagra was the first one. Tadalafil, which is Cialis, came out afterwards, but presented to be a better choice because it seems to have a much longer half-life, up to 36 hours in the body from a single dose. And as a result, many doctors have now started to prescribe for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is better erections in men. Like a low dose, 5 milligram every day, Cialis regimen that may actually have some other benefits, as we can see here. If it's, helps you burn body fat, it increases, neuronal sprouting in the brain. It reduces, back pressure into the heart. I mean, it sounds like, wow, this is really, a pharmacological boon here.
Yeah, it is. And actually, people who suffer from erectile dysfunction usually have a compromised function of this particular VASP protein, which is responsible for the vasodilation, and therefore those people will obviously benefit the most from taking any PDA5 inhibitor, I would say. Because I suppose I'm not an expert in these drugs, but I suppose that all of them will work at least in the end via the same mechanism and should therefore also activate AMP kinase in the liver to a certain degree. And so you are right. In essence, a longer lasting PDA5 inhibitor may have advantages over the short burst But on the other hand, we also know that chronic activation of things that are cyclic, and AMP kinase, for example, is typically cyclic, because when you fast all the time, your body, after a certain time period, your body starts to cannibalize itself.
Right.
And the beneficial effects from short-term fasting are turning against you. And therefore, I'm not quite sure if you could say without at least testing that it's a good idea to use this chronically. Although I don't know of any studies or of any case reports where patients have received those drugs for months already, where there were detrimental side effects. So the question is, what dosage is optimal, and whether it's optimal to have it chronically?
Cycle it. That's it. Cycle it. We've learned everything about cycling and you know from sports supplementation. So cycle it. That's all. Take it for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Take off for a week and just keep cycling it. Okay. I would be remiss if I didn't plug one of your recent blog posts. Did you not write an article about a naturally occurring herb that is as effective as these other PDE5 inhibitors actually more effective in reversing erectile dysfunction? Does it not act as a PDE5 inhibitor?
Well, it's not quite sure how exactly it works, but I remember the post you are referring to. This is I forgot the name, I must say. I would have to look it up now. But the interesting thing about this herb was that the effect came about much slower. Therefore, I'm not quite sure if it really acts via this pathway, or it rather addresses the general ability, the general mechanisms which are behind the erection and often hamper erection. So it could be that it's 50% an anti-inflammatory effect, or another effect which also did lead to the profound increase in testosterone that was observed in the very same study. Because contrary to the standard PDE5 inhibitors, which start to work in the first place when you take them immediately,
right?
This particular herb has to be taken for some time, and afterwards it increases free testosterone. After 2 weeks, I believe the testosterone level starts to increase by up to 130%. So the name is Tradamixina, and this is a supplement that is based on the algae on extract from Eclonia cava, which is one of the sea algaes we have already heard about in the context of weight loss. And this also makes me suspect that maybe this is not a PDA5 inhibitor, but rather something that works via an anti-inflammatory or a related process, because a similar extract has already been shown to help with weight loss. Nevertheless, it's quite impressive to see that the effects were exactly as pronounced as in this case with taldolafil, and they just took longer to take effect, and the beneficial testosterone boosting effect was obviously exclusive to this algae extract.
Okay, the last question I have in this subject, we talk about these PDE5 inhibitors and men all the time and the benefits, now fat loss and improved neuronal sprouting and now SIRT3 linkage and so on. Is it fair to think that women would benefit? Obviously, women are not going to benefit from the erectile dysfunction issues, but there is some evidence that Viagra works for women as well by increasing blood flow to the clitoris. It makes sex more enjoyable and even may cause them to become hyper aroused as a result of the increased blood flow. Is it safe to say that the potential fatty liver inhibition the potential sirtuin SIRT3 increase, the potential neuronal sprouting. Could that be transferred to women? And I realize you haven't done any research in this, but just kind of spitballing, doesn't it make sense that this could benefit women as well? We're talking about this like it's an exclusively man thing.
Yeah, I think it's about 99% sure that this will work in women as well. I wouldn't see any reason why a PDA5 inhibitor would not induce the same increase in VASP, and this is actually what then will have downstream effects on AMP kinase, and this enzyme, this protein, this AMP kinase, this will then in essence elicit the beneficial effects in terms of fatty acid oxidation in the liver. So the effect should be exactly the same. And you already mentioned that we have already seen that PDA5 inhibitors have even a certain effect on female sexuality. Although as a man, I can just say women are pretty complex. And it's difficult for not just for us men to understand the female physiology, but also for many women themselves.
Yeah.
So it's just not that simple as an improvement in erection in men when a woman would take a PDA5 inhibitor. But in essence, the other beneficial health effects, they should actually come about in women as they were observed in men. So I don't see a reason why this would not work.
Really intriguing stuff, and all great stuff we've covered in today. Where can you get this kind of information except on Superhuman Radio during the Subversity Science Roundup? Really? Who? Tell me another radio show that's giving you this kind of information. No one. That's why you come here. Okay. Adele, thanks so much for being on the air today.
Was fun.
I also want to thank John Perillo as well. Of course, you can always read the Subversity Science Roundup Seconds tomorrow, which will be published at Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. And if you want to learn more about John Perillo, go to Perillo.com. You've been listening to the Subversity Science Roundup, and you are now smarter. We will send you out into the world, and we are proud of you. See you tomorrow at Casual Friday.
Is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.